990.
Whoa, we're getting close.
Yeah, actually.
At this rate, it'll be 10 years.
I think that's next year. Yeah, because we started in 95.
What? No, we didn't.
I mean, 2000.
Pretty sure I didn't know you in 95.
You were dreaming of me, though.
I was.
Yeah.
I was saying, one day.
You were anticipating knowing me.
One day, if I say my prayers and eat my vitamins, I'll meet a weirdo from Cincinnati.
Yeah, exactly.
My good friend.
So, yeah, what's new, man?
I mean, a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't know how much I can talk about, but a lot of stuff is happening.
You had a vacation.
Yeah, it's been that long. So we went to Portland, and went to Rose City, which that was nice. I hadn't seen a lot of those people in a while, so it was nice to catch up with some of them. I had a little bit of a anxiety attack before, where I was just like, I don't want to do this, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But once I got in there, it was fine. They sat me next to Mike Mignola, which was, I've never talked to him for a long time, you know?
Yeah.
So, that was neat.
Was he cool?
And he took us to dinner, and it was nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Portland's real weird.
That's kind of their thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of comes with the territory.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's also, I've only driven through there. I never spent a long time there, and it definitely earns its reputation. Yeah, so, it was fun. It was good. We went, we walked all over Hell's Half Acre, which is just like Julie likes, and it was fine. We saw some waterfalls. We saw the ocean.
I know about Portland is from that TV show that used to be on.
Portlandia?
Yeah.
Well, believe it or not, it's weirder than that now.
Oh. So is Kyle MacLachlan really the mayor?
No, not that I saw. But I'm sure he had stuff to do, so.
Oh, well, yeah. He's a busy man.
He's the mayor. Yeah. He was marrying.
Sure.
What else? What else was there? Went to see Eric and Becky's studio, Eric Powell.
Oh, cool.
And,
is that where they're at?
Yeah, he moved out there a couple years ago. I don't know how long she's been out there.
That's Becky Cloonan?
Yeah, they got a similar setup to ours, except theirs is like maybe half a third of our size studio. But it's when I showed up, they had already been broken into twice that week by the same person.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Stole Becky's bike. So I posted it on Instagram. So if you go and you can, and there's a picture of the guy and the bike. So if you're in Portland, go get that fool.
Bike thieves.
Yep, bike thieves. Went to a guitar store. Didn't buy a guitar.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
I'm proud of you. You went to a guitar store and didn't buy a guitar.
Yeah, I'm proud of me too.
Good job.
But while I was there, I did order one, so.
What kind? What?
It's a Gretsch Duojet.
Oh, okay.
It's the Malcolm Young guitar.
He plays Gretsch?
Yep, always has.
Malcolm Young? Oh, I'm thinking Angus. Sorry.
Angus is an SG guy.
Yeah.
But those two, I mean, they picked one thing and then never changed. Oh. It's a lot like their music.
You find something that works, you stick with it, right?
Yeah, yeah. You ever listen to an interview with Angus? And they ask him about all of his stuff. They're like, well, about your amps and your guitars. He's like, well, my brother bought it for me, and that's what I play. It's like he never had any, like, interest. He's like, Malcolm bought him all his stuff.
Fair enough.
He's like, this is what I'm going to use. And just spent 50 years doing it.
That cuts down on a lot of hassle. I mean,
yeah, I know, right?
You don't have to like worry about finding the right sound or like, you know, yeah, combination of pickups. You've got your thing, and that's your thing.
Yeah, he uses like the 61 reissue, which has the thin neck, and he's a little guy, and that's kind of what I like about the SG, is that they're thin and light. And I used to, for some reason, I used to think they were just like a Les Paul until I held one.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you were the one that corrected me on that.
Big difference. I mean, Les Pauls are kind of, mm-hmm, I mean, you can get light Les Pauls if they're chambered.
Yeah, but mine's chambered, but it's still heavy.
Yeah, I mean, you pick up an SG and it's like, you could wear that thing around your neck all day.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not all day. That'd be kind of silly, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. I actually want to sell my Les Paul and get a different one. Because I have like a... I got a great deal on mine at Guitar Center. I got like $1,000 off.
Wow.
Which ain't a big deal. Which is a big deal with a Les Paul.
Should get you that Alex Lifeson Les Paul. With robo-tuners.
No, I don't want that. That's like almost not even a Les Paul anymore.
Yeah, I think, that one even had like a tremolo bar and shit on it, I think.
Yeah, it's got a Floyd Rose and like a piezo pickup.
Yeah, so you can get like acoustic-y tones from the bridge.
Yeah, there's an Epiphone version that's not as decked out, but it's red, and I don't like red.
Right, yeah, that makes sense.
And color does make a difference with a guitar.
Well, I mean, you know, you gotta like it, right?
Except for Malcolm. He just got that, he had a red one, and then he stripped all the paint off of it. And that's why it looked like wood, you know, that like blonde looking. It's like, yeah, all right.
I don't know. I mean, I got a bunch of different colors and stuff, but I tend towards probably black mostly.
No.
I do have one really pretty burgundy one, though.
Yeah.
Wine, actually more of a wine red, I guess, like a bit brighter than burgundy. But
mine are all blue, as you know, except for the first guitar, which was
kind of
banana yellow. I mean, not banana, it's like kind of a cream, like a butterscotch.
I don't have any blue guitar. No, that's not true. I have a Seafoam, which is sort of blue.
Yeah.
That's more green, though.
Yeah, it's a kind of teal. Yeah. This duo jet I have is teal.
I like teal.
I like teal too. It's a blue.
It's
like blue with green in it.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. So it's been a month. I came home. They've been shooting the show. And I've allowed myself to get excited about it because it does look really cool.
Neat. That's, do you know what episode they're on?
They should be about halfway, a little over, out of 10 episodes. So they've got about maybe probably 5.
Neat.
But it really is. I mean, I thought I knew how that stuff was done, but it is. I was wrong. I don't know. So, and it's kind of blowing, when I think about it, it kind of blows my mind because you just don't realize how much they do after they film the stuff that makes it something look like something, you know.
You're talking about like editing and color grading and whatnot?
Nah, color grading not so much. It's the just the editing and the editing.
Oh, I guess FX too, post FX.
Mm.
I'm going to guess they're probably not pulling off the... What the hell do we call the ghosts? I forget. They had a name.
Tim and I called them creeps.
Creeps,
initially, and then he started calling... In the book, they're called passengers, and I think that's because he really liked Dexter at the time.
Okay.
And Dexter always referred to his, like, evil side as his passenger.
Ah.
And so...
I think Creeps is the one I remember.
Yeah, that's what I've always called him, is Creep.
I was just going to say, I'm guessing that's... They probably aren't doing those with costumes or anything right now.
Yeah, I don't know what I can...
No, you don't have to.
I've seen them.
Huh.
they are not costumes. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, but everything... It's weird. They're changing stuff, but everything... Some of the stuff looks straight out of the book.
That's cool.
And that's pretty exciting. I'm going up there in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Where are they filming? Toronto? Or Vancouver?
No, it's Eastern Canada, but yeah, it's out in the woods somewhere.
Oh, okay. Got to get them Canadian monies.
Mm-hmm. Canadian. Pretty much everybody on the show is Canadian.
So it's going to be a Canadian show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm on board
with that. The production company's Canadian.
I'm on board with that. I like Canadian stuff.
I know you do. This will be your favorite show ever.
So they're shooting for next year on that, right?
I would think so. I mean, they'll be done by in November, so it won't be this year for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know how it's all done. I'm just happy that it's happening.
It's going to be a Sci-Fi Channel show, right?
Sci-Fi. It's NBC Sci-Fi, one of those things. It's going to be a Hulu, Peacock.
Oh, okay.
One of those.
Gotcha.
Not necessarily just Sci-Fi.
Looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, which is strange these days.
Yeah.
Other than that, just been working. I've been had time this week while I wait on a script to get approved, and so I've been straightening up the studio. I want to have a garage sale in here and get rid of all these computers I've accumulated. Because once I get a new one, I don't get rid of the other one. I just keep them all.
Right.
So I have like over 10 years worth of computers hanging out here.
Well, shit, if you still got that aluminum tower from...
I've got the aluminum tower. I've got a couple of iMacs.
Yeah, that's like 20 years ago, dude.
I've got a MacBook Air. I have the ModBook. Remember the ModBook?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've got that. Wait, I was going to give that to you. Did we talk about that?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
I thought we talked about it on this. I was going to send you something.
I don't know. I mean, I've commented before that I've always liked that aluminum case on that one.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I bet... Oh, it was the tower. You wanted the tower, maybe.
I guess. I don't remember ever.
Somebody that listens is going to tell us. I'm sure, like, Henrik from Denmark is going to say, yes, Mike, you promised that computer to crank.
I mean, if you can get money out of it, get money out of it. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I would rather you have it in case there is, like, sensitive information on it. I'm pretty sure I wiped them all, but you can never... I'm always nervous.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
I'd rather you open up a credit card in my name than somebody I don't know.
Fair enough, yeah. Because if I opened the credit card in your name, I would just buy stuff and send it to you.
Aw. Wait a minute. You know, I would do the same thing for you, except it would only be snow globes.
Oh, no, don't do that.
You know how many times we've been in a gift shop or an airport, and Julie's like, let's get them a snow globe, and I don't?
Thanks for your forbearance.
Every time we go somewhere, I told her, I was like, he doesn't actually like them.
No,
it's because... She thought you actually liked them.
No, it's because I told people about a story about a friend of mine who that happened to, and then all of a sudden that started happening to me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this is like a...
I like the idea of forcing you to collect snow globes.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, eventually I had to get rid of them all.
You don't have them?
I have 2 snow globes left.
I'm so hurt.
There was one Marshall sent me when he went to Israel. And then there was one I had that was like a clawed hand with a skull inside the snow globe.
So you don't even have any of the ones I gave you?
Like none of the city ones or anything.
You gave them away.
They might be at my parents' house down in their, you know, family room that they don't use anymore because they can't walk down steps.
Because you're the only family.
Well, yeah.
And you don't go down there.
I go down there when I have to fix the washer or dryer or something. Yeah.
Or kill the giant spider that lives down there.
Oh, yeah, the giant spider.
Steve, the giant spider.
That's only half joking, because I did go over into that, because their basement's split up into a utility side and entertainment side.
Okay. And, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And they don't use the bar side anymore, because they don't have people over and whatever, you know. But
I don't ever use mine either.
I flicked on the lights down there because I was looking for something one day. And, or I was trying to get to the fuse box because it's over on that side. And, like, literally, there were just strands of web going from the ceiling to various things on the floor or pieces of furniture and stuff. And I'm like, holy crap, this is like Kingdom of the Spiders. So there might actually be a giant spider living there now. That's what I'm saying.
I'm definitely not going to your parents' house.
Just don't go downstairs. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I can't say much because I've got a lot of spiders here.
Yeah, your house is like ground zero for spider invasion.
In fact, today I just flushed one down the bathroom sink because it was in my bathroom sink.
You're not going to believe this.
Why wouldn't I believe this?
But I have let several spiders go in my house.
Good for you.
I saw them and I didn't do anything, which now in hindsight seems like a bad idea because now they've gone on to procreate and
but
make new spiders to kill me.
Think of it this way. If you've got spiders down there, there's something for them to eat, and you'd probably rather have the spiders than the things they're eating.
Sure, okay.
Because the spiders really don't want to have anything to do with you, per se.
Yeah.
They only really bite if you roll over on them in your sleep or something, you know?
Like, yeah. And I definitely can't depend on Cooper, because he's just like, whoa, friends!
Yeah.
He loves everything.
With my house, I mean, I'm okay with them being in the basement. I just get rid of them when they're up in my living area. Yeah.
Well, they should know better.
I figure boundaries, you know. You gotta have boundaries.
Yeah. If you're gonna live with somebody, you gotta have ground rules.
Yeah.
And if they're not doing that, then go to hell, spider.
Exactly. I sucked one up into a vacuum a couple weeks ago because I couldn't get to it. And it was one of those scary, like, quick, real dark brown black ones that kind of look like tiny hairy monsters.
Yeah, those are the ones that'll keep you up at night.
I mean, tiny. It was about the size of a dime, you know. But it was real creepy looking, and it was up on the ceiling in my living room. And I knew that if I tried to swat at it, it would just jump, and then it would blend in with the carpet, and I wouldn't know where it was, you know.
Jeez.
So I,
Wait a minute, you don't have carpet in your house, do you?
Yeah, first floor.
I don't remember it being carpeted.
Yeah, it's really, I want to tear it up. It's just cheap carpet they put in to sell the place. But I've never gotten around to it. Because I don't really like wall-to-wall carpet. In my opinion, it's just a big dust magnet.
Yeah.
Dust
creator. Most people don't like carpet.
But it was there when I moved in, and I just never got rid of it. So, and it's so cheap, it's already getting like really ratty, like. But I don't know. It's one of those dumb things that I'll get around to getting rid of it one of these days.
It's just one of these days.
Now it's such a hassle because, you know, all the rooms have furniture and shit in them. So to tear the carpet up, I have to empty the room out.
Yeah, Julie and I have thought about redoing the floors, and that would be a similar situation.
Right. So. And I have no idea, like, what's under the carpet. I think one of the people selling it to me, I asked him what was under the carpet, and he said that they used to paint the floors.
Paint the floor.
And I said, oh, what color? And he said, I think it was a light blue. And I'm like, really? I mean, I know especially in older houses, it was really common to paint wood floors. My grandma used to do it. But then I'd have to either decide whether to paint it or to try to scrape all that shit off down the wood, which is, that would just be a nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, the more,
especially
the older I get and the less I've ever done it, the less I'm probably ever going to.
It's just one of those, like, especially if it's like layers and layers of like latex paint and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like a Chicago apartment.
Mm-hmm. That's just like, I mean, you're not getting that up. You might as well just keep painting on top of it.
Like, can't open the windows because they've been painted shut.
Oh, I've looked places like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know, you know. So it's one of those dumb things you don't think about until you actually have to, like, until you've bought a place or, you know, like, you're in control of the place you live in. Like, oh, it hasn't happened yet, but I do need to warn you, I might lose power.
Why? What's going on? Storm?
It's just really, really windy and rainy today, and I've already had it blip out once today. Mm. So,
all right.
And I just heard a big gust of wind go by. So
make sure to start a fire, because if the spiders see it get dark, they're going to pounce.
I got a little bit of a grace period. I've corralled them all.
Oh, really? There's a ceasefire going on?
Corralled most of them in the basement, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's, we got kind of an understanding. I think they got nervous when I laid down the cricket traps.
Cricket trap.
Yeah, because you know, you don't want a whole bunch of crickets running around your house. I mean, I know they're supposed to be lucky and all, but really they'll eat anything. Paper.
I told you about the crickets I saw when I first met Cooper, right?
No.
So when he came out of the woods and he was just sitting on their porch and I came out, I walked around with him because I was like, here's a stray cat. They're not going to let him inside. So I walked around the yard with him. And there were crickets out.
Okay.
And they were just hopping around and he was just so excited about it. I was like, oh, he's a cat. He's going to jump on these. And he didn't. He would just jump around like they were. Like it was a cartoon. But he never swiped at one or attacked it.
Well, maybe he was raised by crickets.
Maybe.
Like, I mean, it's possible, right?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that Floyd would have eaten three of them.
Mm. Yeah, I always forgot you got him just by chance.
Yeah.
Cooper, I mean.
Yeah.
Can you hear that rain?
What?
It's like I can hear the rain in my headphones.
It's raining there?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't hear the rain.
Oh, weird. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I had to turn down work recently. It was kind of a humbling experience. And not because I had to.
Have you not done it before?
I've turned down jobs, like, when I didn't think I was going to be a good fit with whoever was trying to hire me.
Man, I got a story for you.
And I've quit jobs in situations like that. You know, I mean, I gave notice and finished out, like, I said, I told them I'll do, like, the next issue, but you need to find another letter. I've done that. I've turned down jobs because I've had too much work already.
Mm-hmm.
This time, though, it was a thing where I just couldn't do a good job on it. Like, I did a sample because this book came up, and it was real nice art, but it was all watercolory, and the borders were real vague and stuff. And they wanted it to match the sample that the artist had pitched with. So, but they had done it all, like, in art, all the balloons and stuff. And so they were able to blend the color of the balloons in with the borders of the panel to make it all look right, you know what I'm saying? Or they were able to compensate for having the borders of the balloon by only putting the watercolor outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
When I tried to do it, first, you know, and they wanted to use a, this was another thing I thought was going to cause me problems, because they wanted to use a font that was based on the artist's handwriting, but it wasn't like a complete font, like Blambot didn't do it, you know? This was probably something where they did an online thing and did it real quick. And it wasn't that it looked bad as its own thing, but it didn't have it didn't have like alternate characters, so if you had two things, two S's together, they'd look exactly the same. It just didn't have all the stuff that like a modern lettering font would have built in, like a proper ellipsis. Yeah. It didn't have, it didn't have like numbers. It was missing certain kinds of punctuation and stuff like that. It just wasn't a complete font.
And you need your complete font.
Well, if you want it to look right, yeah. I mean, because it didn't even have like an italics or bolds or anything. So I did a sample with that, and I also did a sample with the one font that I had that kind of looked like that handwriting. That was, it was a proper like Comicrad font, and that, I mean, even if I had to use that font, I could have worked things around it, but. The problem was, is like, I did it first in Illustrator like I would normally letter a book, but I could not get the edges of the balloons to properly blend with the page. So it looked bad, you know? And then I was like, well, all right, this is unusual for me, but I'll go ahead and see if I can do the lettering in Photoshop, because I'll have more control over the blending and the brushes there. I still didn't look very good. I'm sure this is going to be a great-looking book if they got the right person on it, but I wasn't it, you know? And on top of that, to get these mediocre results took me a really long time. So, I was just, I talked to the editor, and I'm like, I hate to turn down work or anything, but, you're not going to be best served by having me on this book. I'll wind up blowing the deadline, and it won't look good, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just going to say, no, I can't do this. But that was sort of a humbling experience because I've never had to do that before.
Right. Usually it's me going behind your back and telling the publisher that you can't do it.
Oh, I've had that happen, yeah.
No, I have not done that.
But, so that was just sort of like kind of a bummer. Because I think it's going to be a great-looking book. And then I would have liked to have had my name on a good-looking book, you know?
Someday.
But, I mean, plus, money is money. I need money. I gotta eat.
Gambling debts.
Well, some of the bears you can't fight off, you gotta bribe them.
You gotta bribe the bear. That's funny.
I mean, some bears are just too big, man.
Some bears are too big. Some bears are too well connected.
Yep, and some bears like form groups. It's funny, I've been seeing headlines lately, like in national parks and stuff. People are getting really dumb about selfies and photo taking.
Yeah, it's that like that TikTok thing where nobody believes that they're dangerous, they just see pictures of people playing with these things. It's like that person raised that bear from when it was
I think one of the headlines recently was just an entire crowd of people stopped the bear from going where it wanted to go. because they were stopped to take pictures at it.
Getting in the way of a bear sounds very dumb.
A little longer ago than that, I saw a headline where somebody had gotten mauled by a bear because they were getting too close to him. Like, I think maybe they were getting too close to the cub and the mom attacked or something like that.
This one got mauled by a bear.
And then, I've been seeing all kinds of reports of people falling off shit and dying because they're taking selfies and not paying attention, like, not having any spatial awareness. Like, falling off of cliffs and things like that. And it's like, you think you might, regard your life as being a little more valuable than a picture.
Yeah.
But what do I know, right? I mean,
not much.
I'm not even on the socials anymore.
That's good.
Is it?
Yeah. I feel a lot better. I mean, I've gotten slightly back on it. I've been posting stuff on Instagram and...
You're on Threads too, right?
Yeah, the Threads thing I've been doing more, but yeah, I spend way less time. It's mostly YouTube guitar videos now.
Yeah, I still watch YouTube stuff, but I don't like interact with it.
Oh, no, I've never interacted. You can comment, and some of them do have like little community things.
Yeah. And I've thought about, because I've never even done, I haven't even created my Threads account or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally I do still check in on Instagram just to see if there's, you know, just to kind of keep up with the people I was following a little bit, but mostly I don't. I haven't even really been reading much, like, political-related news or anything.
Good.
My, this is one of those years where my birthday is on Election Day, or Election Day's on my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet I still forget it.
Do you remember what day Election Day is?
It's first Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Of November.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in this case... And actually, the first year I was eligible to vote, it was on my birthday. But back then, I don't think you could... if your birthday fell on Election Day, I don't think you could register to vote back in when I was 17. I think they've changed that, though. I think you can now.
Wow.
But yeah, because my 18th birthday fell on the Election Day, I didn't get to vote for the first election that I was 18 for, or, you know, like, technically eligible for.
That is voter suppression.
That was... Clinton, Perot, and Bush.
And you voted for Perot. That's why they didn't let you.
Oh, yeah. I was all about Perot that year. Yeah.
And I knew it.
Because I was dumb and I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He gets you that way. Young men are susceptible.
Yeah. Well, and I was all, you know, all fired up and shit. I was like, fuck these other parties. I'm a Perot.
I am a Perot. Yo, I'm a Perot.
I'm a parrot.
You're, yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm hoping my... this also actually coincidentally happens to be my 50th birthday. So, I'm really hoping I get a good present from the country. Well, I'm hoping I get a good president from the country.
Yeah, my present is a president.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got real sad in my nephew's, like, posting, like, pro-Trump stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Just don't understand. He's such an awful, awful person and an idiot.
He lives in Tennessee.
Yeah. But he's like a huckster. And not even
My nephew isn't.
Say what?
My nephew isn't.
No, I'm talking Trump. He's such a huckster.
Like, oh, yeah. Everybody knows. Anything you can say about him, everybody already knows, and it's, like, kind of done to death.
It's just, I mean, you look at even, like, his recent things where he's selling these, like, overpriced gold watches, and, yeah, they decided they're going to get into fucking, not Bitcoin, but...
Yeah, crypto
stuff, and it's like, really? That's not going to end well for anybody involved, except for maybe Trump. Like, I don't know, man. Anyway...
Crypto, Mike.
It's just
I'm into crypto, too.
Are you? The dog?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the only crypto for me.
Mm-hmm. Check out my crypto.
I can't help feeling that crypto is nothing but a scam anyway. It's not even...
Yeah, it is, definitely.
It's crypto in its current... form, I guess you'd say, or its current usage is not what the hell it was meant for to begin with.
No.
And it's just been, like anything taken over by fucking get rich quick people, it's been ruined. Getting into crypto now is a fool's game.
Like, mm-hmm. I'm honestly surprised it's still a thing.
I mean, NFTs are still a thing.
That's blowing my mind. I haven't heard about them at all.
Oh, yeah, they're still around, dude. And it's... That was always, even from the beginning, except for a thing to make money quick when it was a novelty. I'm like, this makes no sense at all. Like,
yeah.
And because there were, you know, in the beginning there were a few, like, really high-profile transactions. Like, that big money and big names. Everybody thought it was going to be, like, something, but...
Big money.
It's just, I don't know, man.
Big money.
So weird.
Big money.
Something happened to me when I got older that insect bites really bother me.
Dude, no joke. I don't want to go outside and sit in the summer because... I went to Dove's house. He had a block party, and I sat out there and talked to his dad for a while. And the next day, I'm like covered in bug bites.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's like, is there too much sugar in my blood?
Well, you think? Yeah, I don't know. You think it has something to do with diabetes for you?
I don't know. That sounds like an old wives' tale.
I don't mean bugs being attracted to you, but I mean like your reaction to them.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Because with me, like when I was a kid and I would get a mosquito bite, I mean, yeah, it would itch a bit and swell up some, but I don't remember them lasting all that long, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the other night, I think it was Sunday night, a mosquito got in the house. Because usually when I'm outside, I'm wearing sleeves and stuff, like a light jacket or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, a mosquito got in the house and it bit me on my arm 4 times before I realized it was there. And down on my forearm, the bites were real close together. And it looked, I mean, it swelled up into like a quarter-sized rash and started spreading out, like, you know how infection looks when it starts spreading out lines? It started doing that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, holy fuck. You know?
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Like a mosquito bite never used to bother me like that. All right, my body wouldn't react to it like that.
Skeeters.
Yeah, I don't know. We have cases of West Nile here that mosquitoes carry, but I don't think it's that because I never got like a fever or anything. Apparently, a bunch of cases of Eastern equine encephalitis are popping up in New York due to mosquitoes.
Like, oh, weird. Bigger, that's not a larger. That's a horse thing.
Well, it gets transferred to people.
Really.
And it can be, like, potentially lethal.
That does something to your brain?
I guess so. That's, if it's in a form of encephalitis, I would think so, yeah.
Hmm.
But it, there. Just this week I was seeing reports of that, like, cases pop up now and then anyway, but they're having a lot more of them this year.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because of the weather, the mosquitoes have been breeding more. So that's just another example of nature wanting to kill us all.
Well, it's had enough of us.
Yeah.
I get it.
I can't really blame it. Or anything,
right? I get it. You're kind of annoying.
We you know, messed up a good chunk of the planet and stuff like that. But yeah, so I just don't understand this whole reaction I'm having to bug bites.
Yeah. I hate it. I hate them bug bites. I get them all the time when I go outside.
Which is why
I will never go outside again.
I never wear shorts outside. I've always got sleeves on. Mostly.
That's not why you did that, though, is it?
That was part of the reason I started always being fully dressed like that. Because... like, I just don't like getting bit by things. It was also to ward off getting stung by, like, bees and shit, because I react really badly to bee stings. Last time I got stung by a bee, it stung me on my thumb, or, like, in that spot, the fleshy spot between your thumb and your first finger.
It's called a crook.
It was on a, the bee was on a can of beer I was drinking, and I didn't realize it was there, and then I guess I must have irritated it, and it stung me.
And then you ate it.
No. Then I was like, oh, fuck, and I dropped a can. But after that, like, by...
Then you ate it.
By midnight that night, from fingertip up to my shoulder, my arm's, like, red and swollen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then by the next day, it looked like my arm was just a giant sausage.
Gross.
It was terrible, dude. And I had to spend the next, like, 5 days hopped up on antihistamines and shit.
Oh, yeah, we have to give those to Floyd now.
I was taking them this week.
Floyd's on allergy medication.
Does he get all loopy when you give him antihistamines?
No, it's just these drops they give him every day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like when I take the antihistamine pills, it depends. I mean, sometimes I'm all right on them, but sometimes I get really just loopy, like...
Yeah, a lot of people have bad reactions to antihistamines.
Like, shouldn't operate machinery, loopy. Like,
yeah.
But It's better than...
Go ahead. You go ahead, Pon.
It's better than having like a full-blown reaction to something, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I went to a little small show here last night.
What'd you see?
It was... it was a comic show.
Oh.
It was also a music show. Dan Doherty, who is a cartoonist here, has a band, and they played. And it was pretty good. It's actually pretty inspiring to watch.
That's cool.
Yeah, but not a lot of people, but it was neat.
Was it like just mostly comics folk there or something?
Yeah.
That's nice. I mean, that's like a kind of a community gathering.
Yeah, sure. I was sitting next to Jim. I just caught up with Jim because I ain't seen him in a while.
Yeah?
Yep, that's it.
So how's everybody doing out there?
Okay. The guys are playing a new Star Wars game, which I need to get. But I've been cleaning the studio because of the whole aforementioned garage sale.
Right.
So I think I'm done.
Did you
kind of satisfying?
Yeah. I like things being straightened up, but I haven't been in that situation in so long. I kind of don't remember what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Which I really need to, but now the job's so big, it stymies me just by the scope of it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the... Okay, so they've got a new version of the PS5 now.
Mm-hmm.
Like a pro version, I think they're calling it. And they've dropped the...
I don't know anything about it. I've heard the rest of the guys talking about it, but I know nothing about it. What is it?
It's not out yet. I think it's on pre-order right now. But and you can get an optical drive for it, but it's like an extra $80. And it's like an add-on thing where you stick it on yourself. It's an external thing, kind of, partially.
And is that because nobody's going to buy games, they're going to download them?
I guess that's what they're thinking. Although... Okay. A lot of the responses I've seen to it seem to indicate that people still like having their physical games. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, ultimately, even when you buy a disc these days, immediately you've got to download umpteen gigs of patches and updates and shit.
Mm.
So, I mean, I maybe that's six of one, a half a dozen of another. This, like,
yeah,
in the state of things now. Like,
is there a lot of complaints about it?
Most of the discussion I've read about it seemed to be kind of negative on the fact that they'd have to... People were basically saying, now I have to spend more money to get this optical drive, which means that, they want the optical drive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure it would work fine for a lot of people, as long as it's got a big enough hard drive in it.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I think that would be my sticking point, is that...
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted to free up space, I'd still have a physical disc that I'd have most of my install on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you can always sell that disc off again too. So there's sort of secondhand money there if you want.
Right.
But in my case, this apparently has like a much better graphics processor, and it can handle more instructions, I suppose. I guess it's a...
Hmm.
And it's like $800? $900?
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. But it's... I can't remember what all the specs were, because it's been... I read the release thing like a week or two ago. And it seemed like it was a
what
actual...
What is the advantage of having one, then? What's the advantage over what I have now?
I would guess higher resolutions and faster frame rates. Like if you were working off of something even bigger than a 4K TV or something, you know?
Because
I think they do have 8K TVs now, don't they?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't heard of it. Well,
Even at 4K, I mean, it would probably mean like less dropped frames, smoother motion, stuff like that. And it could also probably process better, like, textures, more background details, things like that, you know. And it gives game developers a little more of an option to, like, throw in things that can stretch the capabilities a bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, from what I remember looking at it when I was reading that article, they compared the specs to the current, you know, for the current version versus this new one. It did seem like an actual upgrade, but...
Not $800 worth.
I don't even know. What's a regular PS5 going for now?
I have no idea.
I mean, it was like $500 or $600 anyway.
Yeah, I think it was $500 when I got it.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, if you've already got one, I don't know if it's necessary for you to get another one. I think.
I mean, I haven't played mine in like a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I've just been mostly practicing.
Was that the PS5 could play PS4 games, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, yeah.
I've got a PS3 and I haven't even really played that much.
Yeah.
Occasionally I'll pop out an old game and like fiddle around with it and then realize I got other stuff I need to be doing.
I got like an Xbox I don't even know what kind it is.
Was it the one?
Home. Might be a one.
I'm trying to remember. Was that the... That was the one from a few years ago, I think.
I don't remember it. Julie was playing... I played Fable on it, so it's probably pretty old.
The only reason I even really wanted to get a PS4 was just to play Last of Us 2.
Yeah, right?
Still haven't even
played. Now they're doing a remaster of that.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll just save up and get a PS5 and get the remastered 1 and 2 and binge.
I mean, when the second one came out, I got the remaster of the original, and
Did that change the gameplay on the first one, or was it just better
graphics? I don't remember. I guess it's obviously important to some people, but I don't understand the appeal. So
of what?
Remastered.
Oh, I mean, some games, I guess, could benefit from better graphics and stuff.
I guess, but it just feels like, I don't know, I already played it. I don't need to see it prettier.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. It's been long enough since I played the first one, though. I could probably play it again and still get a kick out of it.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, even when I first got the first one, I think I played that through a couple of times, like, consecutively. Especially because that was fun, because if you replayed it right after you finished it the first time, you still had all your weapons and crap.
Right, yeah.
So
a lot of them do that, like, offer a different kind of mode, like the Spider-Man games do that now.
So that's kind of fun because you don't have to, like, schlep your way through the early stages again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one of those people that drives the difficulty up real high or anything. I always play it on basic stuff.
Same here.
I like playing it and, like, seeing the story unfold. I don't want to, like, have to fiddle with it over and over.
Yeah, I've gotten to the point that I don't need to make it easier. I used to have to make it easier at certain points when I was playing on regular.
Yeah.
And now I can play regular. That is my level of gaming expertise.
Well, good for you.
Good for me.
So, anyway. I don't know. I don't want to... I'm trying to... Like, when we do record now, I'm trying not to let us go way too long.
Oh, okay. We do have an email. I can read that.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
It's from our old friend, Captain Colin.
Hey, Colin.
He says, "Hi, chaps. Hope you have had a good summer. Similar to Hendrick, the weather in the UK has been pants."
Okay.
I'm sorry, Colin. I can't remember what this is in reference to. The weather in the UK has been pants.
Is pants bad?
I don't know.
These kids today, and they're their lingo.
I know, these kids and their Hully Gully and their...
And they're all Skibidi-Ohio and shit.
Yeah. last episode, you talked about the YouTube video detailing problems with the Disney Galactic Star Cruiser hotel experience. I had a couple of friends who stayed there, and they really enjoyed it. Mickey and I were originally going, that's his husband, and we were going to go there for a honeymoon, but its closure was announced before we could book.
Yeah, that was on that Bruce Campbell thing I was watching.
Yeah, they weren't, I feel like it wasn't even a year that it was open, was it?
I'm not sure, but like, yeah, they just kept having technical problems. And
just don't pay attention, that's all. Obviously, I can't understand what Colin was talking about, so I obviously don't pay attention. Instead, we went to Las Vegas again. You guys love Vegas. They love Vegas. I mean, it's kind of like going on a Disney thing.
City that never sleeps? No. Is that Vegas?
That's supposed to be New York, but it should be Vegas.
Because, I mean, Vegas doesn't ever shut down, does it?
No, it doesn't. Instead, we went to Las Vegas again in August and attended a Star Trek convention. It was fantastic. This was my second time attending a convention, and I really impressed at how well it was run by Creation Entertainment.
Cool.
Did you set up there, Colin? Colin's been actually doing a lot of shows as a artist vendor.
Yeah, I remember seeing that when I was on Instagram more. Mm-hmm. He'd post besides his cardboard stuff. He was doing.
Yeah, well, he's doing it. He's doing it even more now.
Yeah.
Met Mary McDonald at the con, which set me off on another rewatch of Battlestar Galactica. She was the president, right?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Definitely one of my favorite shows ever. Yeah, I cried at the end.
Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, that new one.
That ending was bonk, man.
A lot of people say that. I had no problem with it, but it was mostly the scene where she died because it really kind of hit home to me.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, some of that stuff leading up to the end was real emotional. But
definitely one of my favorite shows ever. I've just been convinced by my friend to attend a BSG 20th anniversary convention in Chicago this October. Oh, that's what he's coming for. Yeah, he told me he's coming to visit. And he wanted to hang out, but I'm going to Memphis like the day after he gets here. So maybe hopefully I'll get a chance to catch up with Mike while I'm there. Oh, this is the next sentence. Colin, I have something for you. If we can make this happen, if I can see you the night you get in, I have an old school, the original TV show Battlestar Galactica Viper jacket.
What? Why do you have that?
Somebody gave it to me at a convention.
Really?
Yeah. Man, it's gigantic. Like, it's big on me, so it's going to be huge on you. But you are totally okay to wear that. And you're totally okay to keep it. And you can be the envy of all your friends at the BSG 20th anniversary. That's... You can say that you're a shrunken you're Starbuck on Ozempic. Yeah. That's what you can tell everybody.
Post-Ozempic Starbuck.
I'm really excited about the Revival TV show. They should definitely let both of you be in it. What characters would you like to play? I've said since before it was even going to be a movie or show that if it were a movie, I would just want to be a bar fly and just be in a bar scene. Probably like when M gets beat up or something in one of those. I have joked with them since I heard it was going to be a real thing that I wanted to play one of the Czech brothers, but they got way scarier guys to play them. Yeah, when they let me, I'll show pictures and stuff.
You could be the old grizzled survivalist guy.
No, I don't want to play a neo-Nazi. I don't want to play any... I'm not an actor. I'm not good.
Yeah. You don't want speaking lines, right?
Yeah. I don't know what Tim would want to be.
You could be a creep.
Tim?
No, you.
Oh, me?
You got Lumen down, Pat. Like,
Yeah, I do have looming down. That's just me in a green bodysuit, like James Gunn's brother on all those movies.
Yeah.
That would be funny. I don't know what Tim would do. He probably would fit in better because he is from Wisconsin, so he probably have the vibe down. He definitely has the accent. But yeah, I don't know. Cheers, Captain Colin. Well, cheers back to you, Captain Colin.
Yeah, good to hear from you, man.
Hope the weather is better and that you have a safe flight over and that we can actually meet for an hour or so at least. And I'll give you that jacket. Let me know if you want that jacket, or maybe I should email you.
Maybe you should email him. Yeah. That's not weird, but yeah, that's kind of, I didn't realize that we were hitting the 20-year mark on that show.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I could do a little less with a little less everyone reminding me constantly that it's been so and so many years since this piece of media or something. When did we become obsessed with that?
I
don't feel like people were doing that when I was a kid.
It's an extension of nostalgia, and nostalgia really took off in the past 20
years.
Well,
we've gone, now we're not even remembering the stuff. We're just talking about how old we are.
Right, but like I said, though, for things like, because I've been paying attention to, like this year, several albums came out back in 94.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They've been doing that. It's been 40 years since so-and-so came out, and I'm like, don't tell me that.
Well, it's just,
it doesn't make me like the songs more or less.
No, it's just sort of a thing where, like, man, these were, just, like, landmark albums for me, you know?
And, yeah.
And I've hit a mile marker on them, kind of.
I guess. It makes me just feel bad.
Ah.
Do not let me know how little time I have left.
Your birthdays are bad enough?
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's
you can celebrate stuff like having a convention anniversary thing. That's a thing, right?
Sure. Yeah.
But I don't need my Instagram to tell me that, you know, Back to the Future is 30 years old now or something like that. Or it's closer. I mean, it's the same amount of time from now to the 80s as it was from the 80s to the 50s in Back to the Future. I'm like, I don't need to know that.
Yeah.
I don't want to know that.
Blows your mind, man.
Yeah. Like, I'm not high. I don't want to sit there and contemplate the universe like that.
Maybe most everybody else is high.
Yeah, maybe most everybody... That's what it is. It's just the world is high all the time.
It's like I was talking to my parents about the other day, and I'm like, you know, turning 50 is not that big a deal. I mean, it's a little bit of a surprise, because I didn't think I was going to make that. Like, back in my 20s, you know?
Well, back in your 20s, it was probably more likely that you wouldn't.
Yeah, I made a lot of dumb decisions, man. I mean, I did, yeah, anyway.
I mean, when we first met each other, we were probably more likely to not make our 50s, and we didn't even do anything bad.
Yeah, on that first year, I was sad because I was still alive, you know, when I turned 28. I didn't die at, you know, a rock star at 27. Like,
you know. Well, I was actually at the show last night. I was talking about that with Dan and Jim about how I actually am okay with the 27 Club guys dying because we would probably all hate them today.
Maybe.
I mean, because everybody assumes.
Well, when they did, they got locked in stasis.
Yes, but yeah, and that's what I mean. Everybody assumes that Cobain and Hendrix and all those guys would have continued to be awesome every day for the rest of their life.
I think people know from
experience that is simply not the case.
Yeah, I think
and
people,
you would have been disappointed with them greatly at some point.
People tend to assume that they would have kept evolving creatively and stuff too.
Yeah.
Which they might have for a bit, but eventually I think everybody kind of just gets to know a thing.
Yeah. You're just, you're lucky. You're never going to have a moment where you're like, oh, that's, I sunk all my apples in that boat.
They didn't get to put out anything you didn't like. or whatever.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. That's, and that is the reason they reach that legendary status.
Sure.
Because you can't see a world in which they did do something dumb, except maybe kill themselves.
But, oh, but yeah. So my point is that, like, turning 50 isn't necessarily a big deal, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, it is a landmark, you know? It's like one of those milestones everybody's supposed to, like, acknowledge when you hit it, you know?
You already know my opinion on it.
Well, I mean, shit, dude. You made it, you know?
I did make it. I made it to 51, which was the actual real death time.
Yeah, but you made that, so, too.
Yeah. I'm officially the oldest Norton.
You are,
And boy, am I old.
Yeah, I think my dad's the oldest crank. Oldest crank male, anyway, I think.
Oldest crank male.
Yeah. Like, I think he's, like, older than most cranks were when they died, kind of thing. So I guess, you know, that's just a testament to modern medical magic.
So he beat them all.
So far. So far, so good.
He's defeated everyone.
He's like a Christopher Lambert of cranks.
He is the Highlander of cranks.
Except, I mean, there's still other cranks, but yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. So Cranklander.
I guess he's not really the Christopher Lambert of cranks. He's the Methuselah of cranks?
This like that.
He's the aged elder.
Is he wise?
Probably not. And he would probably
say he is. He's your dad. Say he is.
He would probably say that before I had a chance to answer. But, you know, I mean,
then he try to wrestle a bus.
He's experienced. I don't know if he's wise.
Come here, bus. I'm gonna wrestle you. Dad's out punching cars in the parking lot.
Get out of my way.
Come and get me. Come and get me.
With his walking aid and shuffling gait.
Is that your dad fighting cars?
I mean, turtles can get away from him, dude. You know?
My dad fights turtles.
That's
they're only able to escape him.
Yeah. If he can catch him, that's about what he's got going on. He don't move like he used to. But anyway. So, I guess that's us.
That is us.
I am, well, yeah. I'm going to make a concerted effort to, you know, be in more frequent contact.
Hey, man. It's all about how you feel.
I am. Yeah, I mean, well, part of it, too, is I don't know what to say necessarily in the shorter amount of gaps because I'm not doing anything. Except the same things over and over, and that gets
I've been about. Like that since we started.
I might have some interesting things to talk about soon. I don't know.
Well, I hope so.
Might be getting some new music working together.
Really?
Yeah, we were talking about doing another Son of Morty thing, me and Brian and Marcus.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you know.
All right, that's fine. Step out of high pressure gardening. I see how it is.
That was an informal project, anyway, man.
It wasn't real.
No, it's just an informal project. We work on it when we feel like it. giggle snort. So yeah, you can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Mike's website is ihatemike.com. Battle Pug, which there will be some news about that soon. You can read old Battle Pug at battlepug.com.
Yorb.
And yeah, that's it really. Have a good weekend.
And, I will try, and you have a good weekend as well. Okay. Oh, you're talking to them, aren't you?
Yeah, but, you know, you too.
Okay, thank you.
Because, you know, good weekends are good, you know what I'm saying?
Good weekends are nice. I'm just going to chill, and what am I going to... I think there was something I was going to do, but I already forgot what it was.
Barbecue? See out the Well, it's already fall. I was going to say see you out the end of summer with barbecue, but...
I got rid of my grill.
Did you now?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It was a pain to clean, and it was just, it
probably, didn't use it. Full of cigarette butts for me.
Is that what you were doing?
No, I stopped when you told me not to do it anymore.
Did you really do that? I don't remember telling you that.
Yeah, I used to, because I figured that was better than just tossing them out in the alley or something.
I don't remember telling you to not do that.
Because it was a charcoal grill, wasn't it?
Oh, no, I got a gas grill after that.
Oh, it was the charcoal grill I used to toss them, because I figured they would just burn up. Like,
yeah. I don't remember telling you. That doesn't seem like something I would have cared about.
I think you did.
I mean, I trust you. I believe it just feels weird.
It was either you or, well, I don't know why she would either.
Julie?
Yeah. Maybe
it's more likely that Julie would have a problem with it.
Maybe it was Julie that asked me to stop doing it.
I don't know.
But either way, I did stop doing it. So, you know.
Okay.
But
well, you can't do it now, so.
Yeah.
Like, you'll ever come up here again anyway.
Yeah, I realized that the other day, man. I haven't been to a con or anything since
just come up here.
2019. I haven't traveled anywhere since 2019. Like,
come up here.
Like, I haven't even left Cincinnati since 2019.
We have a fold-out again. It's a nice one.
Okay. Didn't you have
a fold-out? Floyd has a Batman mask, so you can fight crime with him.
Does he actually let you put a Batman mask on him?
You know how I feel about clothes on animals.
Oh, you
I
love do,
I, this is not me. It's Julie. And no, he does not like it.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't think so, but sure. Yeah, yeah.
He does not enjoy it.
I mean, I can't even get my parents' dogs to wear sunglasses.
You make it sound like that's a normal thing that they should be all okay with.
Dude, like all dogs in the 80s
wear sunglasses. I can't get my dogs to wear sunglasses like a normal dog.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of weird they don't want to wear sunglasses.
Why don't you see how cool you're going to look?
Yeah. I try to put them on. They even if I manage to get them on their ears, they just shake them off, you know. I thought about maybe getting, you know, some of those things you attach to the stems that keep them tighter on the back of your head, you know, so they couldn't shake them off. Mm-hmm. But and then taking lots of pictures and putting them on Instagram and TikTok.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, have a good time. We'll talk to you all soon. I'll talk to you soon. You'll talk to me soon.
Yep.
And, yeah.
We're all going to talk again sometime.
Don't die before then.
Yeah, don't do it.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.